Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
All right, we're delighted to be joined here on the Big Red Bench by sports reporter with Midlands 103, Liam White. Liam, how are you getting on?
Not too bad now, Dan, yourself?
I'm not too bad. Well, you're in Cork anyway, you were telling me off air there. So you're in enemy territory for the evening.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not wearing the Offaly jersey at the moment, so nobody can come saying anything to me or anything like that. But yeah, down for Zach Bryan for the day. So I won't be in Croker for the Talton Cup semi-final. But I wish the lads the best of luck, and as well as the Camogie team against Dublin as well in Borough. I wish them the best of luck. But obviously tomorrow's the big one from my end of the country in Offaly. So very much looking forward to it, yeah.
Being in Offaly, what's kind of the mood around the county heading into this Cork game?
Yeah, I think there's great excitement, Dan, to be honest with you. Like, obviously, at the start, obviously after the league campaign, there was maybe a bit of doom and gloom to a degree, with both maybe the hurlers and the footballers, considering we lost every single game. But I felt maybe with the hurlers, there was still a bit more excitement because we did have a lot of injuries throughout the league. And I suppose we did go into it kind of knowing that we were going to be probably maybe a small bit out of our depth, to probably be fair to say, against six of the best teams in the country. But coming out of the league, I felt that it was good for us to be playing against the likes of your Corks, your Limericks, your Tipperaries, etc., just to get that little bit of experience. And I think it helped them a lot throughout the Leinster Championship. And then, sure, the Leinster Championship was, I think, other than probably getting to the Leinster Final, it was everything we could have hoped for, to be honest with you. Getting the two wins against Wexford and Kildare, as well as getting the draws against Dublin and Kilkenny, which I'd say the Dublin one we're probably still looking back on with a small bit of regret, because it was a point that Dublin got to level the game, whereas the Kilkenny one, although we probably could have won it, to get the draw in the last minute was fantastic. And sure, to be in the championship still in the middle of June is just fantastic. So I think there's great buzz and excitement for the match tomorrow, yeah.
Is there a real feeling that she can get at this Cork team?
Well, look, at the end of the day, this is... we're kind of in bonus territory to a degree, to be honest with you. Like, for Cork, obviously, the ambition is obviously win the All-Ireland. It would have been to win the Munster title as well at the start of the season. Whereas for ourselves, I'd say maybe get to a Leinster final if we could, or at least minimum get out of Leinster and then kind of see where you go from there. Like, tomorrow is a free hit for Offaly. And I suppose tomorrow against Cork, like, we're going up against, look, let's call a spade, aside from yourself, like, aside from Limerick, Cork is the best side in the country. Like, it's a coin toss between the two of them. So like, we're going into this game, I suppose, with a free shot, and like, we're going to give it our all 100%, you know. And I suppose the main thing I think for us is it depends on which Cork turns up tomorrow as well, you know, because we saw it last year with Limerick and Dublin in the All-Ireland Cork final. Limerick didn't turn up with 100%, you know, focus against Dublin, probably maybe to a degree thought that all they had to do was kind of turn up and win the game, and we all remember what happened, you know. So like, I'm kind of seeing it as this could go one of two ways. This could be a Cork team who's still, I suppose, still trying to get over the Munster final and could turn up thinking all we have to do is kind of turn up here and we'll get the job done. Or it could be a Cork that is essentially angry after the Munster final and could ship a couple of goals against us. So I suppose it all kind of depends on which Cork turns up tomorrow, to be honest.
What do you think, Will? Like, from the outside in, you'd have to take confidence that this Cork team mentally seems like they can be guarded at times. You know, obviously, you only have to look as far back as the All-Ireland final last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the All-Ireland final last year, the first half went excellently, and then we all know kind of what happened in the second half. But at the same time, look, I think Cork are in a really good position still. Like, I don't think losing the Munster final should be that detrimental to them this season, because at the end of the day, as much as maybe Limerick probably maybe did deserve to win in the end, at the end of the day, there was one point in it. Do you know, like, it was a close game, and the conditions were horrible on the day as well. So, and Cork have been impressive this season in Munster. I mean, they won all four of their round robin games, and I think they won them all in really good fashion. Like, I think Ben O'Connor has done a great job with Cork. I think he's took over well from Pat Ryan, who equally did a fantastic job over the last number of years. And I think there's a bit of steel with this Cork team as well. There's a lot of firepower in the forward line. There's obviously, look, I know you have your injury problems at the moment with Tim O'Mahony and Tommy O'Connell out, and I know Darragh Fitzgibbon is back in tomorrow, who I've said for a long time, if there was a transfer window in hurling, I would 100% be asking Offaly to go and buy him, because I think he's just exceptional at what he does. He's versatile, he's brilliant at getting a couple of scores every game, and I think he's a leader on the field. But then, yeah, look, at the same time, you see, I'm not going to lie, I smiled when I saw that William Buckley was on the bench, to be honest with you. I can't imagine too many Cork people maybe were too happy to see that one, but still, Cork have great players coming in, the likes of Hugh O'Connor, Alan Walsh coming in, you know, and there's great power off the bench as well. So, look, Offaly's going to be up against it tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. But listen, like you mentioned, it all depends on which Cork team turns up. If it's the Cork that kind of turned up throughout the majority of the last 2 years, then it could potentially be a long afternoon for Offaly. But like you said, if it's the Cork that maybe turned up in the second half of the All-Ireland final last year, then Offaly could go into it with confidence themselves.
Looking back at your year so far, and one player from you who's had a real standout year is Liam Horan in goals. If Offaly are to win tomorrow, how big of a game do you think Liam is going to have?
Yeah, look, it goes without saying, Liam Hoare has been absolutely exceptional over the last number of years, not just for Offaly, but for Carrigan Riverstown as well. And I'd echo that towards his club teammate, Carl King, as well. The two of them are leaders on the field. And what Liam has gone through over the last number of years as well, he's not just an inspiration to the lads on the field, but I think he's an inspiration to everybody in Offaly and a lot of people across the country, you know. And to say he's a character, it would be something else as well. I know you've done interviews with him and you could probably agree with me.
He's a great lad. What you're referring to, he recovered from cancer, and it's just a remarkable story. And he's one of the top goalkeepers in the country and could go down as an all-time great if he keeps on this trajectory. You know, it's incredible.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, he is going to be crucial because, listen, he's an excellent shot stopper. I'd say other than the Kerry goal that was scored against him in the match against Kilkenny, he's been absolutely formidable for us all season. He's pulled off massive saves. Even in the hammering we got against you in the league, he pulled off some really good saves. His pokeouts are excellent. His long-range free-taking is superb. You know, so he's going to be crucial for us. You know, he's going to have to get his pokeouts right, whether he's playing them short or playing them long. And listen, he can also have a pop from long range. Like, he's well capable of putting a ball over from 100 yards out, you know. So, and especially if a stage tomorrow when he has the wind on his back, that could be a crucial factor for us. But yeah, look, Liam's been an excellent keeper all season. If we were to get over the line tomorrow, then look, whether he'd be in all-star territory, I'm not sure, because look, Collins has been excellent all season himself. And you know, I also think Nicky Quaid has had a sensational season for Limerick too, but he'd certainly be knocking on the door anyways, that's for sure.
Another Offaly player and an absolute gent to have interviewed before, Dan Ravenhill. He's back into the side tomorrow. How much of a boost do you think he's going to give to this team?
Big boost. Look, Dan he's big, he's strong, he's physical. Again, much like Liam Hoare, he's a great strike from long range. And look, I'm hoping that himself and Cahill can form a good partnership tomorrow. Look, it's all going to come down to work rate at the end of the day. You're going up against, you know, Brian Roach and Darragh Fitzgibbon. Like, that's pace, and pace for days, you know, and slick hurlers as well, much like Cahill and Dan are. I think it's going to be a very interesting battle between the four of them. Like, this could be a game where all four of them get 2-3 points each. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all capable of doing that in the middle of the park. But look, Dan is going to have to do a lot of the defensive work as well tomorrow, because I can imagine it will be a game tomorrow. I'm going to put it this way. This could be like Arsenal playing a game, and I'm saying that as an Arsenal fan. You know, it could be a game where if Offaly were to win, we might end the game with about 26% possession. Do you know what I mean? So there'll be a lot of having to do a lot of running off the ball. But listen, it's not just Dan as well. Look, we'll need Owen Cahill to have another big game tomorrow. Adam Screeny, it's a big stage for him tomorrow as well. But I've had trust in him over the last number of years as his club mate as well, and I'm going to have trust in him again tomorrow to try and shine tomorrow as well. It's a shame we won't have Charlie Mitchell tomorrow, and while I'm here, I still wish my best of luck to him as well in his recovery and everything like that. But yeah, look, it's a big opportunity for a lot of these lads tomorrow, you know, not just the young lads, but the older lads as well, who haven't ever played at this stage. Some of the lads who played at Christy Ring a couple of years ago, Joe McDonough, the likes of Ben Keneally, the likes of Killian Sampson, who made his debut in the Christy Ring and everything like that, and has made his way through over the last number of years. So it's a big opportunity for the lot of them. But I also think I think it's infectious what the young lads have brought over the last number of years in playing in big stadiums. They won't be fazed by playing in Semple Stadium tomorrow in front of a huge crowd either. So
you've some tasty forwards there in Dan Burke, Duigan and Screeny, in fairness. Like, there'll be no slouches to what maybe a certain section of Cork fans might think, you know?
Well, look, Dan Burke, for me, as much as he plays for a rival club in Offaly, and there's obviously good banter with all that, and Duigan as well. But in fairness to them, they're two top-class lads, both on the pitch and off the pitch. Dan has been exceptional in an Offaly jersey over the last 2-3 years. He's exceptional on the ball. I've great confidence in him whenever he gets his hand on the ball that he can get you 3-4 points a game or set up a score and like that. Everybody knows, or majority of hurling fans across the country know about Adam Screeny, and I'm blessed that he plays for my own club as well, so I get to watch and support him all year round. Probably maybe hasn't had his best campaign maybe in Leinster. I thought he was excellent against Dublin. He played well against Galway, missed a Kilkenny game, and he didn't shoot the lights out against Wexford. But equally, you need players as well who, even if they don't have their best day, they can still come up with big moments, and he got the goal against Wexford, you know, a big moment. So, and yet, like you mentioned, Dignan's had a very good season as well, turned up massively in the second half against Kildare the last day. So yeah, these guys have big games ahead of them tomorrow, but at the same time, look, they're going up against very good Cork defenders, the likes of the Downies, the likes of Mark Coleman, who I've admired for the last number of years, Damien Cahalan, Sean O'Donoghue, you know, experienced fullbacks as well. So it's going to be a tough challenge for them, but I think it's one that they're fully going to embrace, and it's the stage that they want to be playing at.
What are you going to target tomorrow if you're going to come away with a win?
To be honest with you, I see it as, look, as much as I can understand why people are saying, you know, a win for Offaly would be keeping it within 8, 9, 10 points. At the end of the day, I see it as, look, we're here. Why don't we just go for it? Mm-hmm. Do you know, we absolutely have nothing to lose. And if you're at this stage of the season, why not try and go and win every game possible? Look, if we were to get over Yee tomorrow, I'd understand why some people might say, well, that was your All-Ireland or anything like that. The All-Ireland is the All-Ireland, do you know. So if we were to get over Yee tomorrow, I'd be seeing as, listen, if we can beat Cork, why can't we go and beat either one of Galway or Limerick in a semi-final, do you know? Because at the end of the day, Cork have been arguably probably the best side in Ireland over the last 2 years, aside from, you know, the likes of Tipperary or Limerick, obviously last year and this year. So if you can beat Cork, then why not go and target somebody else then and keep pushing yourselves to the next limit? So,
from the Cork side, who would you fear most from an Offaly point of view?
Well, Darragh Fitzgibbon for one, even though he's only just coming back, I still think he's a player that could get you 3-4 points a game. But look, if William Buckley was on the field, if William Buckley was coming onto the field, I'd probably be saying him. But I think one massive player that we're going to have to really keep an eye on is Brian Hayes at full forward. For me, he's probably the best full forward in the country. Now, look, I'd have faith in Ben Keneally to hopefully possibly do a job on him, or Kieran Burke. But at the same time, Brian Hayes, like I mentioned kind of with Screeny a moment ago, is the type of player who could be out of a game for 67, 68 minutes and then pops up with a goal at a point out of nowhere. Do you know, he's just very sneaky like that, and he's great power, great pace. The goal he got against Cork or against Limerick in the Munster final was exceptional. So I think if I was to probably maybe pick one, just because he's only just back from injury, I won't say Darragh Fitzgibbon for the time being. I'm going to say Brian Hayes is the one we really need to watch out for.
Yeah, you mentioned William Buckley. Well, what do you like about William this year, Liam?
He kind of reminds me of Charlie Mitchell to a degree. Just the way he strikes the ball, his power, his pace. He's very unpredictable as a forward as to which side he's going to go to. I think he's a great striker of the ball. I think he's someone who just brings that little bit of excitement into the forward line. I love watching him. I love watching him play, to be honest with you. So I'm delighted he's on the bench tomorrow. But at the same time, look, he's still available there for selection. So when he does eventually come onto the pitch, or at least I'd imagine he will tomorrow, he'll be another player that we'll have to watch out for. But look, we're going to have to watch all 15 players at the end of the day. Like, you know, Cork is a super team, and they have been over the last, you know, 2-3 seasons. At the end of the day, like, they've played in 2 All-Ireland finals and have won a Munster title and have played in 2 Munster finals. Like, they're a top class team, and we're going to have to be ready for it. But I've no doubt our lads absolutely will. But look, as optimistic as I want to be, I still think Cork will get the job done tomorrow and get to the semi-final. But I'm hoping anyways we can give it a good show.
Just to pick your brain from an outsider's perspective, were you surprised that it was William, and I think you are from talking to you, instead of Connolly? Because maybe Connolly hasn't had his best year, or hasn't been hitting the form that we'd have hoped.
I suppose so, to a degree. I think just because William has been very, very good this season. But at the same time, look, Alan Connolly, I think, is still a very, very good forward. And I think he can step up and go to a next level if it's required of him. I think his free taking is good. I think he can be dangerous when he wants to be. He's very fit. I believe off the top of my head, he set up the goal for Shane Barrett in the first game between Cork and Limerick. So he has his qualities. But I suppose, look, if I was going to be taking out either one of them, I probably wouldn't have taken out William Buckley. But at the same time, look, Ben O'Connor knows a bit more about the Cork panel than I would anyways, dealing with them every single night of the week. So, but look, I think at the end of the day, Cork have so many top class forwards that even if you were to take out the likes of a Buckley or whatever, then you've got excellent players to come off the bench and go in and replace them. So I think in the end, and it gives the opportunity for other lads as well to show what they're all about if they were to get past us tomorrow going forward into a potential semi-final against Galway.
Yeah, maybe just keeps the bit of consistency on the freeze. Offaly hurling, you know, it's had a big comeback the last 3 or 4 years since the Magic Hill under-20 team and the story you've gone on. They've kind of, you know, keeps culminating, and you'll have some massive days yet. What's been behind the driving force of the resurgence of Offaly hurling over the last few years?
Yeah, it's kind of been equal in both hurling and football, to be honest with you. Look, having the Faithful Fields built in 2017 was crucial because it gave Offaly GA, you know, a place to go and train and to, you know, put in some top-class facilities and get everyone on board with that. I suppose to a degree as well, back in like 2019, we got relegated to the Christy Ring and we weren't going too well in football either. So I suppose we did kind of look at it and say, we got to just start from scratch here and just go again, to be honest with you, and just hit the reset button. And look, the success of the last number of years of the underage teams in both hurling and football has just rejuvenated the county, in my opinion. And, you know, it's driving people, like you saw it yourself. We sold out All-Ireland finals and under 20 level and minor level. We sold out Leinster finals and under 20 and All-Ireland and level and everything like that. And I think once those lads started progressing through to the senior team, and look, Killian Sampson has referenced it, Jason Sampson's referenced it, Ben Keneally has referenced it, that a lot of the young lads just brought energy to training and energy because all they care about is hurling. You know, that's all they think about 24/7. So I think just the young lads coming through and putting the right structures in place, putting the right underage structures in place has played a massive, massive part, to be honest. You're getting everyone on board, getting supporters back as well. And we need, look, at the end of the day, it's very easy to support a team when they're going well at the end of the day, but it takes a lot of courage to go and support teams when, you know, they're struggling. Like I still remember paying money to watch us play Sligo in the Christy Ring 5 years ago. I remember paying money to watch us lose the Christy Ring semi-final 6 years ago against Down during COVID. So, you know, it's just getting yourself through those difficult times to make sure that in a couple of years' time you'll be back to playing the good days like we have tomorrow.
What are you expecting from the atmosphere on occasion? Are tickets hard gotten awfully, or what way is that situation?
Yeah, some people were struggling to get tickets, all right, but I can imagine it's probably the same in Cork, because look, at the end of the day, you're fantastic supporters and you sell out wherever you go. I mean, the match could be played outside the field beside my house and there could be 30,000 Cork people there. Do you know what I mean? You're fantastic supporters, to your credit. Like, and having been at the All-Ireland final in 2024, like, I saw it myself. It was just a sea of red at Croke Park, you know, when you played against Clare. So look, at the end of the day, I expect a great atmosphere. I think you've got two extremely passionate set of supporters going to Turles tomorrow, and I'm delighted the game is in Turles. I'm much happier it's in Turles than Croke Park, to be honest with you. I off the top of my head, I can't remember when's the last time Offaly played a game at senior level in Turles anyway. So it's a great opportunity for a lot of these lads to play in a great stadium like Semple Stadium. And look, playing in an All-Ireland quarter final is exactly where these lads want to be, bar obviously playing in the semi-final or final. So look, I'm expecting a great atmosphere, and I'm hoping the match matches up to that as well for the Clare and Dublin game tonight as well.
I know I'm getting my money's worth out of you anyway. We're keeping it going, but do you think I'll finish up with you soon, don't worry, but do you think the football has overtaken the hurling even this year as a whole, not just this weekend?
It's certainly been highly entertaining, I will give it that. Like, the football has been excellent this season. The shocks, like your Westmeads winning the Leinster title, Monaghan, the comebacks they've had against Derry, and, you know, pushing Armagh to an All-Ireland or to extra time in the Ulster final. You've had Donegal losing to Cork last weekend, which, well done on that, by the way. That was a super, super win. The football has been excellent this season. The hurling has probably been a small bit disappointing to a degree. I think Leinster was very entertaining, just considering some of the shocks that we kind of did get with it. We could kind of get knocked out and awfully finish in third, etc. I think Munster probably was a small bit underwhelming to a degree. I think Cork and Limerick were just miles and miles, for the time being anyways, ahead of the rest of them. But then I think we got a very good Munster final at the end. But look, I still think hurling is the better game, and I will fight anyone on that. It's still my number one sport. But I do think football this season probably has edged in terms of quality and entertainment.
All right, Liam, we're sitting here tomorrow, half five. What do you think has happened in Turles?
I think Cork win the game by, I'd say, 8 or 9 points. But I think we can push you all the way.
Do you think there's a disrespect? The bookies have Cork at 1-40, like, which is just absolute madness.
Look, it's understandable, I suppose, just given the trajectory that Cork have been on the last number of years compared to Offaly. But at the same time, look, as the great Danny Owen said about my own club back in 2012, or Claudio Ranieri said in 2016 with Leicester, I don't listen to the bookies. I don't listen to the bookmakers. So the boys have just got to not think about that tomorrow. Just go out and just take it, every poke out and every bit of play as it goes.
Brilliant stuff. Liam White, sports reporter with Midlands 103. Thanks a million for coming on. There was a fair few compliments for Cork now. The Cork girlfriend from y'all, she's paying off dividends anyway.
Absolutely so, absolutely so. Thanks, Dan.
Cheers, Liam. Cheers.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.